This is The Brand on Talk 107.3 FM, where Carrie Guglielmo and rock star guests shift the week's focus, discuss brand, entrepreneurship, sales, culture, marketing, leadership, and other great topics. The Brand on Talk 107.3 FM.
Welcome to The Brand, thebrandbr.com, Carrie Guglielmo in the Guarantee Media Studios. Got Brian, the Brain Haldane, on the table. Good to see you, bro.
Likewise, always.
Tell me about the show this morning.
Had the Lieutenant Governor on. He just got back from Australia, trying to attract tourism from Australia to Baton Rouge, and apparently there's a market for it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we can be sent more than just punters.
I'm going to stay in Fairhope. Great to see you, my friend. Appreciate the time. We've got two very, very special guests for our 141st show. It's hard to believe. On the brand. So thank you to Mr. Flynn Foster, TJ Solis, Gordy Rush, Brian Haldane, Miss Judy. We could go down the list. The team here at Guarantee Media has just been so gracious to us. And we're going to jump right into it. Two very close friends. To my left here, we've got legendary columnist, sports writer, media guru, Mr. Ron Higgins. They call him the Dog, Baton Rouge High. Graduate. And to my right, Mr. Billy Hale. Billy, I don't know where to start. We go way back.
We do go way back, absolutely. to when you were a mere teenager.
We surely do.
Y'all both had more hair, I know that.
What's that?
Y'all both had more hair.
There's no doubt about that.
Me too.
you still win that race.
So guys, I think this is the third time you've been on the brand. Billy, maybe you've been on three times. Dog has been on at least once, maybe twice, this being our third time. But I was thinking, I drove in town to see my son, Trip Guglielmo. Trip, say hello to the Brand Nation.
Hello.
Trip's here doing an internship with Mr. Matt Moscona and ESPN here at the Guarantee Media offices. And it was great to come in and see Trip. But, hey, we're going to touch on a myriad of different subjects. Let's kick it off. So the movie Air, which debuted maybe 3 months ago, Billy, is that probably about right?
Yeah, it's about right.
The story of about Nike chasing, ultimately capturing Michael Jordan, and how that changed the dynamics of so many things, specifically the basketball, really in the entire, I would say, sports marketing business. And so I thought about maybe talking about that to the Brand Nation. There's a reason this show is called The Brand. We talk a lot about sales. We talk a lot about marketing. And B. Hale, I'm just going to kick it off with you. It debuted on a Wednesday. My wife and I, Ashley, went to the movie theater in Daphne, Alabama on Wednesday evening to watch it. I had a 20-year run at Nike Golf, which was a whole lot of fun. At least the first 16 or 17 years of the 20 were a whole lot of fun. Then it got a little corporate, but it was something that I was blessed with and enjoyed. And you had a 25-year run. So let me just start with this. What, as far as the integrity of the movie relative to real world, how it went down, can you rate that for the Brand Nation on a scale of 1 to 10?
You know, I've talked to some of my Nike buddies and Carrie and Ron, and you both know that I lived it. The whole process of the movie and what happened was a little before the time when I got there by a few years, but I was in the retail business at that time, and so I was there at the beginning when the whole Brand Jordan, you know, thing was created. And you know, I've spoken to a number of my fellow Nike buddies that were there, and you know, we experience a lot of the same stuff within the Jordan world. And I'm not going to give it a 10, but I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah,
because it's funny, because even down to, and there are a few things, as they always do in the movies, that they sensationalize, of course, to make the story fit what they want to fit. And but when you look at how they dressed, when you looked at a lot of the old posters that were on the walls, many of the viewers would not have been able to look at that and gone, oh, well, that's the Air Force One poster with all, you know, with Calvin Natt and Bobby Jones and Moses Malone. the offices before there was a Nike campus, which was created in 1990, which was a year after I was hired. They subbed offices out. It'd be like having here being in Industriaplex or something like that, and the actual settings that they had, I remember, and they had like three of them. They were really accurate down to the old Nike neon. They did a really, really good job of authenticating the setting at that point in time and what was going on at Nike at that point in time, which a lot of people don't really realize because Nike was on the ropes when the whole Jordan thing started.
Nike was a billion-dollar company.
They would have been about a $1 billion company, yes.
At that time, and you know, there was just a lot of points in the show. Our 37th show, we had Mr. Sonny Vaccaro call in from Palm Springs, California, on the brand.
It's one of the greatest gets ever.
on our 37th show,
Ron can attest to that.
And the only reason he came on was because I dropped Joe Dean's name maybe in the fourth word of my sentence. When he picked up his cell phone, I got his cell phone from a gentleman that owns a restaurant here in Baton Rouge, who I will not disclose, who gave me his cell phone. And I knew he would have it. And of course, he had his cell.
That's accurate.
And he said, "Goog, here's his cell, but you didn't get it from me." But we had a lot of fun. You know, I have to say, and actually, let me back up. So at that time, Converse Rubber Company had 54% market share. Adidas had 26-27% market share, maybe 24. Nike was 21. Nike was considering putting the basketball division into dissolution. They were strongly considering that, approaching, courting Michael Jordan and, of course, Dolores, who that was accurate. She was the linchpin to the whole deal. The mother.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's no different than when you're recruiting college players. You go, you know, you get the parents involved, and she in particular. Yeah,
that's been
documented. That's been well documented prior to the movie coming out.
Dog, I'm gonna switch it to you. There were several things that just got my attention. Billy, we were just close to it, so we enjoyed the movie more so than the average consumer, I would say, but. Dog, the most unique thing to me was listening in the movie and analyzing Sonny Vaccaro's take on why, because a lot of this is gut instincts.
Yeah.
You never really know, you know, do you, as far as targeting a guy and is the guy really going to be able to take your brand to the next level? It's one thing to make free throws. It's one thing to be a great player. It's another thing, you know, did Shaquille O'Neal sell tennis shoes? I say no. That's just me. Could he sell Pepsi? Maybe.
He could sell everything but shoes.
Yeah. So when Sonny Vaccaro went down the road of explaining to Strasser, who was played by Jason Bateman, that the reason his gut instinct told him that Jordan was the guy, because that draft was deep. If you remember, Charles Barkley, you could go down the list.
Jordan wasn't the number one pick.
No, so. He was the number three pick behind Olajuwon and Bowie. Do I have that right?
That would be correct.
Olajuwon and Bowie, yeah. I think we wanted to.
Bowie was one.
Was Dean Smith, number one, does not start freshman. If he occasionally did, it was incredibly rare. And to get to the point, that final play to hit the shot against Georgetown, Dean Smith drew that play up in the huddle. James Worthy was the decoy, if you will.
Yeah.
And a freshman, an 18-year-old scrawny kid who didn't start on his high school team till he was a junior. The ball swung around, and he took the shot, and that was all by design. And at the time, Dean Smith was a legendary coach, but he was still cutting his teeth to get that national title, if you recall.
Yeah.
And that and the confidence that a Dean Smith had, because this kid had this innate competitive belief, grinder, however you want to describe it. And that really struck me as he, because, you know, if you, I've met Michael a couple times. I surely don't know him well, but, you know, Michael had and has his demons like most of those guys do.
Oh, 100%.
Do you agree with that assessment, and did that strike you in watching the movie?
Yeah, he wanted a guy that, I mean, when you talk about Sonny, here's a guy who evaluates players as good or better than anybody, not just as a watching them on, I mean, just as far as sheer talent, but kind of like character and getting to feel like, could this guy, can we market this guy? Could this guy be huge? And there was something about Jordan, and then as his career progressed, his swag, he kind of came with, and you could see he was different. You could see, you know, the whole tongue thing, the way he could do things that people couldn't. And, you know, the brilliance of coming up, you know, coming up with the brand and the Air Jordan for the shoes, which is like the probably the most perfect marketing name of all time. It's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to get guys. Look, I mean, Converse wanted James Worthy. They wanted James. I mean, I'm going to tell you a real quick story, real quick.
We got 1 minute left.
Joe Ding is at basketball camp. He's on the phone with James Worthy's agent. He's talking to him. Love to have James. I mean, we can do it for James. Michael Jordan, we can do the same thing for James. We can do it. Little kid walks in, his fingers cut.
Mr. D, my fingers cut. Mr. D. Hold on. What's your name, Billy? I need a Band-Aid. Hold on, Billy. Hold on. We need James. He was negotiating with Worthy's agent while he was dealing with a kid with a Band-Aid. I don't think they got Worthy, but this is the kind of stuff you find the guy and you find the person you got to get to the guy, and they did with his mother. As Billy said, the mother is usually always the key in recruiting and anything. If you get mama, you get the guy. They got the mama.
Got the mama. We're going to tail back into it a little bit, and then we're going to get into some great, great, great conversation. Dixie Basketball Camp. We're going to talk the LSU Tigers. The brand BR.com, our 141st show with Dog Higgins and B. Hale. Please, please stay with us. Thank you to the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, celebrating their 53rd year. It's all about the patient at Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. Go visit marybird.org. Again, all the great things that are happening in cancer research and patient care at marybird.org. Thank you to the incredible LSU brand, our 2023 title partner, the LSU men's and women's tennis team. Taylor Fogelman, Danny Bryan, two amazing coaches. The LSU men's and women's tennis team, what an incredible journey ahead. Thank you so much, and go Tigers. Welcome back to the brand. Kerry Guglielmo here with Ron the Dog Higgins and Billy B. Hale, two legends on many, many, many fronts. Guys, really a good time. Thanks for coming up to the studio this morning.
It's always fun.
Glad to be here.
The LSU men's and women's tennis team, the brand's title partner. They're not our sponsor, Billy. They're our partner. The LSU men's and women's tennis team. And as I humbly say, I'm not aware of many SEC sports that partner and sponsor media outlets. The LSU men's and tennis team is the title partner of the brand. We're proud and humbled. Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, Republic Finance, NetChecks, Roanoke Development, David Strange in Jackson, Mississippi, Go Chevrolet, Lee Carney, Nick Richard. Talk about entrepreneurs, talk about audacity, talk about work hard. Guys are making their mark, and I love it. Thank you, Lee and Nick. Phil's Oyster Bar, Anthony Piazza and the Piazza family. They're intertwined to a lot of these stories with Mr. Sonny Vaccaro, Joe Dean, and you could go down the list. Guarantee Media, the TJC Consulting Group, Tim Johnson, who got us started on the brand. So grateful to Tim and his amazing group. And JCG E-Commerce. So thank you, those organizations, those firms, allow us to come on, have great conversation, and we're very, very, very grateful. Dog, it's just my opinion. I don't know. What do I know? But I do know that Clyde Drexler couldn't sell shoes. That's Akeem funny. Olajuwon couldn't spell the word brand. Great guy. Great, great player. Could Tim Duncan move the needle? No. Mm-hmm. He could move the stat category. Could he move the needle from a marketing point of view? So, again, we were talking about Air, the integrity of the movie. Billy, and I agree with you. I would rate it a 9. I walked out of there. I was close to a 10.
Oh, look, I have enough of my really hardliner Nike buddies who are probably a lot more gracious than I am on judging certain things. And it was pretty much a consensus as far as that's concerned.
Ben Affleck did a great job playing Mr. Knight. Matt Damon did a great job playing Sonny Vaccaro. I mean, Sonny Vaccaro was just you talk about a character in the business. I mean, he was one of a kind. His hero, his mentor, he wanted to be Joe Dean. I've spoken to him about that off air. Again, he was our 37th guest on the brand, 37th show. And what an amazing character. He's retired. He's out in Palm Springs, California, and used to run the Dapper Dan out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he was from. And
that's where he got his name. He started, yeah.
You got it. He also worked at Adidas and tried to get LeBron and told Adidas to get LeBron, and they backed out, and the rest is history there, too. That's a whole other story.
Absolutely. Jason Bateman, great actor, played Rob Strasser. Didn't Rob end up going to Adidas?
He did go after, yes. Yeah, he did a stint there, and he was there with Vaccaro, if I'm correct.
I have to share this true story, and we've talked about Joe Dean, a second father to me, a man who picked up the phone, got me into grad school with one phone call, picked up the phone, and got me my internship with a sports marketing agency when I was 24 with one phone call. Nothing to do with me, zero to do with his nephew, but it was him, and so I have such gratitude towards him. He, if you remember the movie, when the Jordans were doing their tour and they flew up to Boston, which is where Converse was based, and you remember Converse at the time had 54% market share. They had Dr. Julius Irvin, they had Magic Johnson, and a whole stable of players. Again, they had 54% market share. Joe Dean was the number two guy in that room. The number one guy was Gib Ford, the CEO of Converse. They were so confident that they had him done outside of the ink on the contract. I remember this because JoJo used to commute from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Boston. That was unheard of back in the days, but he literally commuted. He got on the plane, was commuting back to Baton Rouge, went out to dinner with my mother and father that night, told my dad that it was in the bag, that they were signing Jordan the next week. Of course, they didn't sign him. Dolores was involved. The linchpin on that deal, obviously from the movie, was they gave him a piece of the action.
Correct. They also gave him his own shoe, which was the first time. You know, Converse had, and Ron can speak to this, Converse had the first kind of shoe that was titled, but it was almost by default. And it was the Dr. J. It was the Converse.
Dr. J, then they came with the weapon, with a bird and Magic with the different colors, the Bill Celtics and Lakers colors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then, you know, they had Connors and Everett. But, yeah, that was the first, you know, that'll push over any deal. When you tell a guy you got your own shoe, and you're the first to have one.
And as silly as it sounds now in the days, you know, now you've got, yeah, I mean, you have the KDs with Kevin Durant. You've got KDs. You had the Kobes and a lot of people. But during that time, Converse had the stable of athletes. Really much more so, especially from a basketball standpoint, mm-hmm. much more so than Nike had. They had it there, and they just let it slip through. It was a strategic situation on theirs where, from the standpoint of Jordan getting his cut, which to this day what people don't realize is that, you know, brand Jordan is a separate brand at Nike, and he gets that cut. And I think his cut last year was $275 million. So he gets that waking up in the morning.
Literally waking up in the morning. I believe it's a $1.5-2 billion division.
Oh, no. You're
am I way low on that?
It's like five. It's like five and change.
It's five and change
five
now?
And change. Well, it's bigger than right. It's bigger than Under Armour.
Because the company's what, 45, 50 billion?
The company is running near $50
billion. 50
yes.
billion.
Yes.
And it was a billion at the movie.
That would be correct. I know when I got hired in 89, it was a $1.6 billion business at that point in time.
But yeah, again, and from the movie, if you'll recall, the thing that really freaked Knight out, Mr. Knight, was that he felt that everyone, every athlete, every agent was going to want a piece of the action.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And along the way, he wasn't totally wrong, really. There were a couple of people along the way. I can think of one in particular, because you know, once you have a Michael Jordan, you're always wondering who's going to be the next. Well, and Ron, you'll remember this name. It was Miner, who played at USC, Baby Jordan.
Oh yeah. Okay. Harold Miner.
And he was going to be, and Harold Miner could hit his head on the rim. You know, he just had a problem at the free. I mean, he was a really good college player.
Left-handed guy, wasn't he?
Left-handed guy, yeah. And Nike leveraged him, and they fell flat on their face to a great degree.
David Falk, his agent, who was
he's the brilliant one.
Guy was a total shark. Ended up selling his firm for $10 million. All of that's true. And God, was he a shark? And Jordan didn't put him on the map, but Jordan was his athlete that took him over the top. Is that a fair statement, Billy?
Oh, absolutely. And I have no doubt that David Falk coached Jordan's mother on this too. We never heard that. That's my opinion, but I guarantee that he got into Dolores Jordan's ear and said, look, this is what you need to do. This is how we, and that's what, in terms of her being a big part of it, she got coached up very well.
So we're peeling back the curtain. I agree with that. So you don't, and by the way, Jordan, Michael, he demanded that, I'm blanking on the name of that actress who played Dolores Jordan, but he demanded that.
Oh, he picked who he wanted. That was his call.
So yes. You're off the record. Gut opinion is that David Falk coached Dolores Jordan to go to Sonny and ask for a piece of the pie.
Yes, absolutely. All through the years, and I mean, I worked with those Brand Jordan guys real closely for like 4 years when I was calling them Foot Action. In any event, they were, and Foot Action was a Jordan destination. We would hear all kind of stuff. You know, I was privy to a lot of things, and that conversation never came up. But it is my opinion, yes, that Mr. Falk did a really good job. Yeah,
I appreciate you disclosing that gut instinct.
It's my gut instinct, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm entitled to it.
Here on the Brand, Kerry Guglielmo, we could talk for another 2 hours on just this sole subject. We're going to get into Dixie basketball camp in July. We're going to get into LSU. What's going on out there with the LSU brand? Kerry Guglielmo on the Brand, thebrandbr.com. Please stay with us. We'll be back for our third segment with Dog Higgins and B. Hale. Roanoke Development, the amazing real estate development firm based in Jackson, Mississippi. Their first year with the Brand, we're so very appreciative. Mr. David Strange, CEO, President, thank you again, David, and the Roanoke Development Organization. The amazing benefits and healthcare firm, NetChex, headquartered on the North Shore in South Louisiana. Will Boudreaux, Stuart Etheridge, and team. Go to netchecks.com. Thank you so much to this incredible organization. They've been with the Brand since day one. netchecks.com. Thank you to Go Chevrolet, Lee Carney, Nick Richard, 23 partner of the Brand. Go Chevrolet, located in LaCrosse, Louisiana. Customer service still does exist in the automotive industry. Please go visit Go Chevrolet.